since she was first reported missing in Wyoming earlier this month until her remains were found later. The case of 22-year-old Gabby Petito has captured widespread media attention. But tens of thousands of people are reported missing or murdered every year in the U.S., and people of color don't get nearly the same level of attention, particularly Indigenous and Native Americans. Amna Nawaz has our conversation.
Judy, in Wyoming alone, 710 Indigenous people were reported missing between 2011 and 2020. In fact, although Indigenous people make up only 3% of the state's population, they accounted for more than 21% of homicide victims over the last decade. And the problem is not limited to Wyoming. Native women are murdered at rates 10 times the national average, a pattern that's reflected in a report from Abigail Echo Hawk. She's the chief research officer for the Seattle Indian Health Board and the director of the Urban Indian Health Institute. She joins me now. Abigail, welcome to the NewsHour. Thank you for making the time. You have called it a crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Just give us a sense of scale and scope. What are we talking about?
We're talking about a crisis that didn't just start 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but one that has started and has been going on for more than hundreds of years. We have seen Native women go missing and murdered at astronomical rates. But despite knowing this within our communities and having the stories, we see an underreporting of them in the data, which makes it harder for us to advocate for and to show the disparity that exists in our communities and the loss of our loved ones.
Tell me why that underreporting is happening. What part of the system is failing?
In 2018, my organization put out a report in which we found that law enforcement agencies were either not collecting race and ethnicity of victims. We found database systems that would default to white if race and ethnicity wasn't collected, or they would visually look at somebody and decide what their race and ethnicity is. And as a result of that, we are finding a complete underreporting. And in fact, I've actually seen Native families having to fight to have their young relatives classified correctly because somebody mistook them for another race and they weren't reported as American Indian or Alaska Native. It's a systematic problem, and as a result of that, we have all of the stories of our communities, but we fight to show it in the data.
Tell me about what you hear from families about their missing loved ones, their murdered loved ones. What kind of stories do you hear from them about the issues they run into in reporting this and in getting justice?
We often will hear stories of individuals who attempt to report their loved ones missing, and officers will tell them, well, maybe she just ran away. Was she out drinking? Does she do sex work? We see the prejudices and stereotypes against Indigenous peoples and people of color play out in the underreporting because nobody's listening to us. We also see a maze of jurisdiction that exists only for Indigenous peoples in this country because of the laws that exist on tribal lands. I worked with a family where they actually spent 3 days of law enforcement trying to decide who had jurisdiction. And in that 3 days, their loved one remained missing and nobody was looking for them.
You mentioned these jurisdictional issues, and a lot of people think, well, that's just limited to when you're talking about tribal lands versus non-tribal lands. But your report was based on 71 urban cities across 29 states. So is this an issue regardless of where you live?
Absolutely. And we see this systematic issue playing out as a result of institutional and structural racism. In 2018, I put out another report related to high rates of sexual violence against American Indian, Alaska Native women in the city of Seattle. Out of the 94% of the women we talked to, 94% of them had been sexually assaulted in their lifetime, but only 8% of them saw a conviction of their rapist within the justice systems. We see a lack of accountability. We see a lack of investigation. And again, the systematic issues that place the blame of our victimization on our community instead of looking at why are we being targeted and why are we being victimized at such high rates.
Abigail, we're talking about this because of this intense media interest in the case of Gabby Petito. It's part of what our late news hour anchor and colleague Gwen Ifill once referred to as missing white women syndrome, right? The spotlight that's granted to white women, but not often to women of color. Your organization has actually studied that, right? The comparison between how these stories are treated. What did you find?
In our report, we actually found of the cases that we looked at, 95% of them weren't covered in the media. And this didn't mean that there weren't videos. It didn't mean that there wasn't active ways to put this in the media. It's just nobody's cared. And I actually contributed to the report in Wyoming that showed more than 700 people missing. And that report, which came out in January of this year, again, had very little coverage. And as the Indigenous community, we mourn for the family of anybody whose loved one goes missing and murdered. But what we demand is equity in this kind of coverage because the lives of our women also matter.
In just a few seconds we have left, what does it take to fix this, to change this?
We need to see not only media coverage, but we need to see changes in policies. We need to see programming and interventions to understand that as Native women and Native people, we aren't higher risk of going missing and murdered because there's something wrong with us. We are at higher risk because there are systems of inequity in this country that place us at higher risk. And those are the systems we have to address. And it's going to take the entire community of the United States to come together and do that with us.
That is Abigail Echo Hawk, director of the Urban Indian Health Institute, joining us tonight. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.